Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Goons Doing Weird Homonyms. That was from Kid Carl on YouTube. Thank you, KC. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. We really appreciate your help, and that keeps this show going. Another thing that keeps us going is by seeing me live out there on the road or here in Los Angeles. On August 27th, I'll be at the UCB Theater Franklin Avenue location doing a Doug Loves Movies taping at 8 o'clock. And then on August 31st, I'm doing stand-up in Northern Phoenix at CB Live. And I'm bringing along the Dab King, Taylor Rizzo. And that show, of course, has to be at 420. And then the next day, September 1st, I'll be in Denver, Colorado at Comedy Works in downtown Denver doing stand-up at 7 o'clock, also with special guests. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLowesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah!
Welcome to the world of pre-taping. I just did a show, and this is show two that you could see a week from now. You guys, you're going to time travel today.
Excellent.
Yes. Everything you see right now, everything that happens right now is actually going to happen 1 week from now at this not exact same time, but
it's going to be
but close.
Incredible.
The gentleman sitting directly to my left is John DiMaggio, everybody. And he, yes. It's his voice that you hear on the show all the time when I say it's probably 420 somewhere.
Ding! 420 somewhere!
That's not him.
That's not me. That's not me at all.
I fucked it up.
I fucked it up. You didn't do anything.
I did the, everybody high.
I did the wrong.
Everybody high.
I did the wrong cue. This is you. This is your voice. Let's do it. Pot topics.
Hot topic.
Yeah, see, that's you. No, you are, when I say, let's learn about your high history.
I'm going to have my whole own high history.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Finally, I got
Bender
it.
Made the
I
cut.
I got it right.
You got it right.
I did all the wrong keys.
I'm going to have my own high history.
That was it.
With Doug Benson.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Now we did crazy.
We got a fresh one.
Punch you in the dick.
Okay. That's not the
that
fresh one.
That one doesn't
want.
Really go
nobody
the
wants,
way
that
we try to do of a fun, lighthearted, non-violent.
Nobody wants a robot dick punch. That's not
no.
That's not fair to anybody.
But no. Some people deserve it.
Yeah, that's
come
true.
On. No,
that's
then true. And then you hear clang and you go, oh, shit, they're both robots.
We're in the machine, man.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is Eric Edelstein also
yay,
joining us.
Thank you.
We got a couple of strains out here on the table today. We got a sativa called Red Fire Cherry Tangle. I mean, Tangy. Apologies to the Tangle family. And we've got an indica called Gelato.
Oh.
Yeah,
gelato.
Which
I'm
don't get
sativa.
Me near gelato after I've smoked an indica because
no.
I will eat half of it and fall yeah. asleep in the yeah. rest of it.
Yeah. I saw a place just in town here.
In town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an Italian place, and it said pesce carne gelato, which just translates to fish meat ice cream. Why would you put those words so close together to suggest that
well, they have all those
fish
things.
Meat ice cream?
You know, they have those things,
yeah,
and
it, no.
you don't want, what one would you leave out?
Well, that's that. Oh man, I haven't had a bong hit.
Oh please!
In the longest.
Did we know? Did we do that, Taylor?
Is this?
Are
which
you
one?
I think
this?
We did.
Should be sativa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
See you tomorrow.
No, I like to use that thing.
Oh
so
no!
It's loaded for me, so it's got sativa
travel,
in it.
Travel.
And also, when anybody picks up the Jumbo, it's also your voice when that happens.
Jumbo.
I remember that one, yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, what do you think of that little fruit stripe son of a gun?
This is great.
Yeah, you can put your lighter in that part right there so you don't lose your lighter.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's rubbery.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw this at somebody and mm-hmm. it won't hurt them or break.
That's right.
But don't have a lit bowl in there. I am immediately high. Wow.
What about you, Eric? What are you smoking on?
I'm trying this one here, this
you
sativa.
Did that guy?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a good?
Yeah, I'm already feeling it. I love it.
That's really great.
That's cool. Yeah. We've numbered the lighters, so don't run off with one.
No,
we will know.
Yeah, true. Oh, they're even marked.
Yeah, well, I got here today. Number four is gone. And I'm like, well,
a bitch! Who took it?
How can we even be sure there was a number four?
It could be in your pocket.
I know. I didn't sit down, put it in my pocket, and then say, where is it?
I've done that. And I have the one buddy that steals every lighter when he comes by.
Oh, yeah.
I've got like five, and he'll take four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they leave you with the shitty ones, too.
That's it. Yeah, but the cheap one.
Yeah.
Damn
no,
it, man.
No good. The ones with the tops break off and then... Oh, that's
true. I like these, but little.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The little one.
Oh, there you go.
The little Vic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oof, that's a good lighter.
That's the good lighter.
Are you guys sneaking vapes into Dodger Stadium?
Has anyone... vapes in the Dodger Stadium?
Oh, God, yeah. You can do it on the field now. You just hold it in.
That's really great.
No,
I haven't been to a Dodger game in a while, but
the bathroom at Dodger Stadium. Everyone is in there vaping and getting close to nature.
Really?
For real? It's this undercover thing. I swear.
No shit.
Everyone is high at Dodger
Stadium.
No, it's glorious. It's a wonderful time.
Yeah. No wonder it's such a great time. And it's a great time at Chavez Ravine.
Fantastic time if you're stoned.
Fantastic time. Hey everybody, it's Dodger baseball. Go and take a bong rip in the bathroom. It's going to be a wonderful day for baseball. Welcome to Chavez Ravine, this game brought to you by Budweiser. If you like domestic violence, you'll love Budweiser.
And also,
I don't even
that's
know.
Not
well, we are now.
Yeah,
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Shit.
And also by Farmer John Hot Dogs. If you like colon cancer, you'll love Farmer John Hot Dogs. Sorry.
Oscar Mayer.
Is everything okay?
Do they have an impossible Oscar Mayer yet?
No, they've got Beyond sausages at the game. You can get a veggie dog.
Seriously?
At Dodgers, for real.
I'll and you're total veg now, right?
Yeah, for a year. Yeah. Thank you,
good
friend.
For you.
But we used to eat incredible meals.
Oh, my God, yeah.
No, when I first, and none of us had money, we would meet this man. He would not let us pick up a tab. No, it's cartoon money. For real.
It's true.
And, like, none of us had any money.
Wait,
and we'd
you're
be
friends
like,
with the Hulk? Who was that?
Kind of, man, but for goodness, dude.
The money. Don't pay that money. You go eat food.
Yay. And then we would.
Wait, okay. I want each of you to do for us your most deepest voice character you've had to perform.
Wow.
And can you get that deep without, augmentation?
Hold on. Can you get deep? After doing a bong rip.
Oh,
let me see
wow.
If I can
this
pull
is
this
really going to be impressive.
This is the challenge. I mean, if we're here.
Oh.
Might as well try to get one.
And I'll do it all, but I've already ceded the battle. When
and
you
maybe,
start
maybe
doing...
Maybe keep it away from the, programs for the younger children, those characters.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to ruin a character today. No. No. But also, I'm always usually doing a very...
Oh, here we go.
You under arrest, baby.
That's pretty good.
Whoa.
There we go.
That was really good. What was that from?
That's Earl from Futurama, the robot cop.
You under arrest, baby.
Earl. URL.
Oh,
URL.
Oh.
Earl. Yeah. Mm. Sneaky.
That show had jokes inside jokes.
Yeah, it did. Inside jokes.
Yeah.
Inside everybody. Wait a minute. They fucking, it was fun. We had a good time on that show.
I have a good time watching it. What are you on the Disenchanted?
Disenchantment.
Yeah. That's, are you like a monster or something?
No, well, I think I've actually played a couple of monsters on that show, but I'm King Zog. I play Abby Jacobson's dad. Her character.
So what's the kind of thing that King Zog would say?
he would say, "If anybody looks at my daughter, they get their head chopped off." and somebody's like, "Wow, check her out." What? Dumb.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Okay, so I literally auditioned to play King Zog.
Really?
Of course.
That's funny.
And then you hear DiMaggio, I'm like, "Oh, yeah. That's how you do it."
Let's hear your take on it.
Hell no, I ain't touching it. You spend any time in voiceover, like, "Okay,
yeah,
I'm
what's
lucky."
What's the line again? What does he say?
"If anybody looks at my daughter, I'll chop their head off."
And that's "I'll chop their head off."
It's like a Neil Young guitar note. There's a little more coming through.
Look. Listen,
it's crazy.
Let me tell you something about the King Zog voice, actually, which is pretty cool. Because Matt and I have worked together for so long, we've shared stories. Like we would laugh about. Remember the Tube Bar tapes? The Tube Bar when they go, "Hello,
yeah, where's my father?
Your father?
Yeah,
he's in your mother's asshole.
Yeah,
you fucking bum." All those,
yeah,
it was based on that.
Yeah,
exactly. But it was the Jersey City thing, and me and fucking Billy West used to do it all the time in front of him, and we would fucking all be cracking up laughing. So I auditioned for the part, and I did some fancy fucking king voice, and they were like, "You got it." And before the table read, the first table read, they're like, "Listen. Josh Weinstein and Matt Groening wanted to talk to you. They're both the co-executive producers of the show, co-creators of the show. Before you do the table read," I said, "All right." So I walked up. I'm like, "What's up, guys?" And he just looks at me and goes, "Do red." And I went, "Okay, got it." And we hit the ground running, and I was fucking screaming into, "What do you think that?" Just like losing my fucking mind. And it totally immediately fucking worked. It immediately worked. So So it was, they were just like, "Go get the large bat. Go get the large bat." Okay.
Oh,
there
man.
You go. That hit. Bye. It was fun.
I mean, you really are animated.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. That's true.
Oh, this is fun. This is so awesome. I don't even know what to ask you guys next, because you've both been on the show before. So, if you have any ideas for things to talk about.
The first time I met him, he was willing to pay for us all to go to Thailand.
What?
We went to Torong on Boulevard. And there was four of us, and he was like kicking around saying how good the food was. And he's like, "You want to go to fucking Thailand? You want to go to fucking Thailand?" And like, he was serious. And all of us like, "Man, I wish. I think I got a call back Wednesday." And then, maybe a cop.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, he would have, and paid for it all and made it, nah. He's the kind of guy that if he takes care of, he's like, nah. Like, just doesn't like the coolest way.
Good morning!
Yes!
That's funny. Dude, that was a little, that had a little bit of Captain Caveman in it right there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't, I have no control over it like you guys do. It's just, I think I'm doing an impression and then a noise comes out and we see if they sync up.
That's all we're doing. For sure. That's all I'm doing. He's playing chess. Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Parcheesi.
No, yeah, Parcheesi.
Still good.
Parcheesi is still good.
Yeah.
There's got to be some people in the voiceover game that, like, don't touch weed or at least don't smoke it because of making their voice scratchy.
Yeah.
But in your case, it's like, well, you're going that direction
going
most of the time
so
anyway.
It's like, I kind of make it work for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment. I mean, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, listen, a couple of little.
Oh, it's hey, good for mental doing? Health first.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll say it is funny to when you realize it is like a weird instrument, because when I started doing the bear cartoon, don't do this at home, kids. But it was freaking out because I'd lose my voice. And it was really scary because I'm like, I can't do it. And then there's this legend named Fred Tashkatori.
Fred Tadashore.
Fred Tadashore. He does every voice you can imagine of, like, they'll bring in a gremlin.
Speaking of the Hulk, he's the Hulk.
Oh, literally.
Yeah, he's the voice
and
of the Hulk.
And stuff that would tear apart any mortal's voice. Mm-hmm. And Fred will be like, oh, go to the place on Toluca Lake. He's like, they'll totally take care of you. And this guy's got this selection of herbal things. And you take these Chinese herbal things, and it cleared you out, and it was hysterical, and it
works.
Saved me. Because that was where you realize, like, you actually have to take care of this weird way.
It's funny, because you mentioned, like, Fred. Like, you know, we got all these great people that just, you know, we all kind of, it's an interesting community of people, these voiceover actors. They're all a little bit nuts, but a little bit, you know, we look out for each other. It's pretty cool.
I'm trying to break in.
Yeah.
I'm a Yeti on a show called Summer Camp Island.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I went in for Yeti on Summer Camp Island.
Oh, yeah. They went with the smaller Yeti.
Good. But also a very good one. Can't quibble.
They decided to go with a short Yeti.
Dude, I get it.
They went point guard.
They
drafted a point guard.
They drafted a point guard. They didn't want the backup center that's a little too mouthy. Tells coach you should play. They went for the known quantity.
There's a few Yetis in it. There's several Yetis. Elijah Wood is a Yeti.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Elijah Wood.
Oh,
Elijah
Wood. You got no beef there.
Yeah, no. No beef.
Who else?
But I'm thinking they're all a little...
Dude, that's when the other Yetis come into mind.
Yeah, no,
we
that's
come
right.
in
yeah,
and we create it in Cosmic Consciousness
hey,
here on the show today, and then they'll write it. And we're Yetis together. 13 feet of Yeti. We'll see who wins.
13 feet of Yeti.
A Yeti, a beautiful whistling Yeti. Does it beautiful like that, they're going to have to, you know, they might bring you in just for the whistling part.
No, that there was oomph behind that.
Yeah, because I'm not a good whistler. I can't whistle like that.
It's hard.
Nuh-uh.
I actually practice in my car. I taught myself how to do it. Driving around stuck in traffic. Took me like 3 weeks.
You know, that's the interesting thing about whistling is we're mostly self-taught. anybody that can't whistle, you can't go, no, but do this, and then they can whistle. It's just something we can do or we can't do. And I've decided, where's my gavel?
Oh.
All right, guys.
Shit.
We'll be back with more rulings after these messages. We'll see you soon. Hey, we're doing it. We're continuing this odyssey of self.
Don't look at me, man.
Always looking at you.
Don't look at me.
Self-examination. And we're joined by Alicia, who has some pot topics.
I do. Thanks. So Mike Tyson, he has this giant place up in the Mojave Desert. It's the Tyson Ranch, and he now wants to build the ranch into a full weed-themed resort. He wants to have a hotel and an amphitheater. He wants people to be able to camp out around here. So these are his plans.
Tigers? Is there going to be tigers? Is there going to be a...
It's going to be all sorts of different kinds of animals.
Zach Galifianakis booth.
It's going to be seriously, seriously beautiful.
Do you think they'll just lean into it and sell, like, ears of corn?
You have to.
Who's ear did he bite?
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah, call him Holyfield ears.
Oh, I love it.
You could do that instead of the elephant ears, another carnival snack.
That's a...
You know what, though? I heard that Taco Bell hotel sucked.
What?
So my hopes aren't really up on these, like,
Well, that was
themes.
Like a pop-up hotel?
Yeah, I think it was only one weekend.
How can you pop up a hotel?
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Doesn't seem right.
That's gross.
I don't know.
You clear the health department.
They
I'm
just
okay
put a bunch
it.
Of Taco Bell shit in the room. Like, yeah. It's like, throw wrappers in your room next to the garbage. Yeah. Hey, well, what, it's Taco Bell like a, pop-up.
They put like a chalupa on your pillow every night?
I better
double-check that shit.
Yeah, look under your pillow.
Look under your pillow.
Don't that sucks when you wake up the next day. Oh, no. Chalupa everywhere. No. It was under my pillow?
Pop up.
Why did you hear it suck?
There just wasn't... I don't know what I expected. I think it was just me. Like, I expected more. But they had, like, hair braiding. Like, that was an activity. I just felt like they wasted valuable, what should have been just hard Taco Bell beginning to
Why
end.
Why would anybody want to get their hair braided at a Taco Bell hotel? That is the nastiest. I would just expect, like,
it's
just cheese in the fingers and shit.
Visiting the Bahamas.
That's nasty.
Like, I love Taco Bell, but also, like... You know, it's not bad to be a little mad at them because their money doesn't exactly go to correct causes.
Yeah, and also it's constructive. The next time they have a Taco Bell pop-up, they'll think about what, you know. That it should,
they'll think about my demand.
It should deliver. It shouldn't be. Right?
I'll send them
Don't half-ass it, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three-quarter ass it.
No, but I mean, what? I love their prices still. They do have the best prices in the game.
Maybe
their dollar menu is
so good. Anyway, Mike Tyson claims to be selling about $500,000 a month in weed product. He also claims that he and his friends smoke $40,000 a month.
Wow.
$40,000 worth.
$40,000. That seems like,
yeah.
First of all, why brag about that?
He likes to brag.
And also, maybe it's just that costing that much because he's, like, running it through the air conditioning of his house or something. 24/7, just weed blowing in through the vents. Mm.
Can you imagine if the AC came out and everybody got high?
That'd be fun for a little bit, but then, you know, sometimes you just want cold air out of your AC.
Yeah.
Sometimes winter happens soon. You don't want weed coming out instead of heat.
That's why we need a guy like you around.
Yeah. That's right. No, I'm really, you know, people say I'm negative, but I think it's unrealistic. But I would have shot down half the things that have been invented lately. If somebody had brought it up before. Well, like just how far the phone is advanced. Like as soon as they started becoming cameras, I was like, oh, this isn't good.
No.
Because now everyone's walking around with a camera, and that life didn't used to be like that, you know?
Man.
People have to settle for a handshake or an autograph. They didn't have to get a picture because they didn't have a camera, and neither did I.
No, and I've been guilty of it, and we all have, but I got so sad in the news where Nicolas Cage said he can't do karaoke at the place by his house anymore because they posted him doing Purple Rain, and he was dealing with some shit. And Nicolas Cage should be able to go to a karaoke bar and scream Purple Rain and just have it be for the people in that moment.
Yeah.
And not have everybody... And he posted. Now he's like, he can't go out anymore.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's... I would have loved to have seen that, though.
Oh, yeah. It's
shit.
On YouTube. I'll send it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not coming out anymore. It's over.
No, it's
so this
moment,
is the last
man.
Gig,
this
man.
This is the last official show,
yeah.
Man.
And he didn't even know it was his last
dude.
Show.
I think that maybe now he'll just start his own like private one in his home, and maybe you just earn an invitation.
Oh, I'd be honored. He's the king.
Wow.
I say we all spread out, go to different karaoke places, you know, throughout Los Angeles, and when somebody spots him, text everybody, and you know, we all just go and support Nicolas Cage. And his emotional karaokeing.
Without recording it. Yeah.
That's great.
We'll record the shit out of it.
We gotta make a buck. Yeah. Come on.
No recording. No recording.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That
In fact, you guys can work the door.
In fact, you can only
do that.
You can only film it in selfie mode.
Yeah.
You can only film it in selfie mode.
You only see your reaction to it.
That's it.
Which I would want to see. I would your reaction, because you know it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, let's just, next time we're all at a karaoke place or any bar for that matter, let's film our reaction shots and then somebody cut it together with the footage of Nick Cage singing that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll all be respectful and, like, maybe tearing up a little bit and...
Oh, my God.
I'm in for all this. Right. So I'm aboard. And I'm
aboard. They don't cut to the audience's reaction. You're missing that, so it makes him look insane. But if everybody's really appreciating it.
And then he would also know, and he knows people are loving what he's throwing down.
Yeah.
A movement just started.
Yeah. And it'll be like, you know, the new Ryan Gosling when you try to feed him. Remember those?
What?
There was those videos where it was just every time Ryan Gosling was in a movie where he turned away, they put footage of like a spoon coming.
I think it was always cereal.
Cereal. He won't eat cereal, and they were really funny and a big deal, and like you know it could be the next one of those.
Oh yeah,
because all of those kinds of things are always premeditated. That guy knew it was going to be the biggest thing ever.
Oh,
must have been so surprised. Oh,
playing it all.
Can you imagine? Like, he like thought, oh, my friends will think this is funny. And then boom.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem with YouTube. Oh, oh wait, we're on YouTube. Sorry. I love YouTube. What else is in the news?
Well, this is fun. Do you know what the first thing ever sold over the internet was?
Oh, I think I heard this somewhere.
I don't know.
Oh, marijuana?
It was. Yeah.
It turns out to be a pretty obvious answer.
Apparently, Stanford students somehow communicated with MIT students, and that was the exchange.
And they sent marijuana.
Yep.
Over the internet. Uploaded, downloaded. It was very advanced.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
Past the doobie over the internet.
I think they did
exchange
the money, though.
That's funny. That's funny.
Wow. Wonder what the second thing was.
Here we go.
How about we have more weed?
Yeah, more weed. Yeah, the first 1,000 were weed. Everyone was happy.
Wow, that worked. Send more.
It's all like late 60s. Everything was great.
I should have ordered more the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Didn't really think it was going to work. Send it all in case it only works twice.
How is Tyson spending $40,000 on weed, though?
Does he mean his friends?
So how many friends
it's
are
his
we?
Crew. Maybe a dozen.
At his ranch. His ranch is consuming
them. Okay.
Maybe 20 people. But it seems like a lot. It seems like they're very dedicated to smoking all day.
Yeah.
Seems like we need to secure an invitation to this
ranch. That's it.
And good for him.
I would like to report live from the Tyson Ranch.
I actually met...
Oh, I'd love that. We'll do a remote.
I met Tyson at Comic-Con. He was really nice.
What?
He was promoting that cartoon where he was,
yeah.
you know, the superhero in it. It was like shot...
Are
like,
you sure yeah. you yeah. didn't meet his double Nice Tyson? He goes out sometimes in his place.
Nice Tyson.
Nice Tyson.
Nice Tyson.
Trained to be awesome.
It sounds like, Nice Tyson. Wow. Here he comes. He's the friendly one.
I don't feel like this is a great way for me to get Mike Tyson
no,
to come on
not
the
at
show.
All. I'm talking about his fake brother,
I don't think
Nice.
He's going to like any of this stuff.
He was really cool, actually. He was really interesting.
Yeah, I think he likes comedy about things that aren't him.
Yeah, sure.
I think when you're making fun of him, he's probably not too into it.
Oh, yeah. And I want the record to show I've not said a word
about
the champ.
No, you haven't said a word.
You've been very
respectful of the champ.
No, the champ is for real. The champ is for real.
You're respectful because you're scared he doesn't have a sense of humor.
So scared.
No, he's... No,
terrified.
No, he's still got it, too. He's still got it. Oh, really?
What did he say to you? And it's a tiny part of you afraid as he walks up?
No, we were there together. We were all promoting stuff. So it was me and fucking Tom Kenny, SpongeBob. So it was me and SpongeBob. So like we introduced ourselves, told him what we did. He was like, "Oh, I know you guys. You guys are great." You know, and we were like, "Can we get a picture, Mike?" He was like, "Can we get a picture, Champ?" He's like, No, absolutely sure. And we got a fucking picture with him. He was so fucking nice and so cool. And you know what? He's totally chilled now. He's like, I think he's a practicing Muslim now.
He smokes a lot.
And he smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, apparently.
He smokes a lot of weed, and he's just fucking meditating and, you know, praying, you know, like, he's just chilling. So, good for him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he's calm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You know, he should have found weed a long time ago.
Yeah, that's it.
He still got it. He can knock out.
Oh, man.
Half the top 25 guys. He can knock some of those guys out. He can catch them on a bad day. It's fucking Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Oh my God.
We'll be back with more of fucking Mike Tyson.
Oh no.
I would like to ask everybody a question. Alicia, would you like to participate in a round of Marijuana Know Something?
Ooh.
This question is not necessarily about marijuana. Oh. It is a question that normally I would not know the answer to, but I accidentally saw it, so I already know the answer.
Uh-oh.
So I'm just going to see if you guys can figure it out without my help. I'll be just over here hitting this bong. What percentage of the global population has green eyes?
I think it's very low.
I think it's a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 10 or 15?
I'm going to go 3.
3?
Is that too low? No, I'm nervous about it.
10 to 15.
I'm going anymore.
10 to 15.
Well, some of them are like a blue-green mix, too. Like, where do those fit in?
Yeah. I mean, I have, like...
What about people with
you
white
do, blue John.
Eyes?
You do, John. And I kind of do.
Yeah,
better
yeah.
Chromium.
Yeah. 25.
I'm sticking with 3.
What's the answer?
All right, so... Well, here's the crazy thing, is that I like to do these games with a number like this, Price is Right style.
Oh.
So it's closest without going over.
Closest without going over.
And believe it or not, everyone went over.
Whoa.
Because it's only 2%.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it says on this card, and I have to believe it.
Yeah, because somebody did their research.
Like, if they were like, is the Earth flat? And the card said, yes, it is. I'd be like, okay.
All right.
They put it on these cards and hand them to me. I've got to trust that.
You
got to
trust it. You got to trust it.
That's how show business works. So.
I heard a wacky story
2%, just 2%. I mean, don't you feel like you know?
Yeah, that's.
People with green eyes?
That's crazy.
Someone went up to Bob Dylan once, and he's like, you have green eyes. I have green eyes, too. That means we're partially from another planet.
Really?
Yeah. He said that people that have green eyes are partially from another
planet. That's why there's so few of them. It's difficult to get here. It's a long trip.
Yeah. It's a long one.
I'm part of that 2%.
You are the 2%.
I'm in the 2%.
How's it feel?
It feels alien. Fucking stupid. It's fucking.
Is that
2%?
Did you find it a lot of red?
I don't believe it.
Is it a lot of red-haired people also have green eyes? Is that a
yeah? That's true.
Thing?
And there's a lot less redheads in the world too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably an equal or lesser number redheads.
Well, really?
I would think so. Yeah.
I think so too.
Holy cow!
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd give them 5-6%.
No, less. Less than.
Interesting.
Is there a?
No wonder people call them gingers and they don't like it.
What?
They really are a minority.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'll never say it again.
No.
Done.
Yeah.
Thank you. You always teach us so much. And we'll see you in the bonus show. And we'll be back with more of these guys. And you know who? The Dab King is standing by. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We are still here with Eric Edelstein and John DiMaggio. And now we're joined. Yes. We're joined by the Dab King of North America.
Yep.
It's Taylor Rizzo, and he brought along the Switch by Dr. Dabber.
Yeah, do
some device dabs. That was bequeathed upon us at the Emerald Cup last December, and we've been enjoying it ever since. And we always forget to say this, now we're saying it. If you're from a company that has a cool rig, reach out to Taylor Rizzo on his social media.
Yeah, at Rizzo and, Rizzo on
and,
Instagram.
We'd be happy to try it on the show.
Definitely. There's
if you hook him up with one.
Yeah.
Especially if you're with the company that makes volcanoes. He would like one.
Right, I sure would.
And then he'll bring it on the show.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of new companies that are making variations of like some sort of portable dab rig. So
okay. Yeah. No, it's
I'm curious.
Nice. You know,
reach
I mean, we love
me.
Giving promoting this one because there's nothing we don't like about it. It's a yeah. tremendous rig. So if nobody steps up, I'm happy to just keep
just keep going
having
with this one
on the show. Yeah, I forget, Eric. Do you dive right into this? Or?
I would try it. Sure.
Yeah. Did you do it last time?
I did. Yeah. And then off camera the time before, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm 3 for 3.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you'll
sure.
do it.
Yeah,
what do you
go
think,
first?
John?
I'm 0 for 0. I've never done this. So
watch me, and then if you, okay. I'm your yeah. Pepsi challenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen dudes do it.
But remember, yeah, yeah. Eric can do almost anything and seem like he's enjoying it.
All right, so I'll hit the button. It'll be red.
That's really
green
funny.
Means go. So as soon as it turns green, you're good to go.
Pretzels out of there.
Yeah. But
there it is.
Yeah, just blow it right out. You don't have to hang on to it.
I'm doing it.
Put it right out into the world. You're going to do one?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I love this. I love this enthusiasm.
It seems rather
you do need your
simple.
Voice needs to get scratchier.
It's quite
so it's
simple.
Good for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And DiMaggio first up the third
and
up the bat.
Here he is.
And here he is.
The pride of New Jersey. Uncle used to work right off the turnpike. And here it is. Steps in.
So just pull on it. Do I press
on it? Press the button. He'll do it for
as
you.
As soon as it goes green, just pull on it just like
just
a little ball.
A nice hit. Just take a nice bong rip off of it. Like it's nobody's business.
There it is.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, get a little more. Why not?
That's great.
People have walked on Lancashire and seen this.
Huh?
He and I.
Oh, yeah.
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 Have you seen a dab rig on Lancashire?
Not a dab rig, but.
Jesus.
I'll do it.
Oh, man. That's great. Wow.
Yeah, I love it. It being concentrated
that
down
just
like that.
For the
yeah,
commercial.
Yeah. Let's yeah. do it. Yeah. Let's do it. It's wow. going to be yeah. every time somebody hits that thing. On the show from now on, you're going to hear
that's
him
great.
Screaming, that's great. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. you can't teach that.
That makes me very happy.
Yeah. I don't know if it makes anyone else here happy, though.
And there's another,
add another dumb sound effect here. But I sure do get a kick out of it.
You want one, Doug?
Yes, please.
What's the concentrate made from?
It's made from weed,
mm-hmm.
and they basically...
I mean, what is it?
They,
what strain? That's what I'm asking. I'm high as fuck now. Holy Jesus Christ.
The strain is Cloud Chaser by Raw Garden, and this particular type of concentrate is called Sauce,
mm-hmm.
which they extract the distillate, which is what you'll find in like a vape pen. It's just oil,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the crystalline as well. Which is just like little diamonds, and then they reintroduce them back in, so you have a full wow. spectrum. So you're getting everything that you would get from the plant minus the combustion of the actual plant.
Right, right.
And so all the flavors are being held in there, and that's why the hit was tasty and smooth, because
wow,
you don't have the rest of all that, you know,
yeah.
burning into
yeah,
your
exactly.
lungs. So
yeah.
Wow.
You just burn the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
instead of
great.
Instead of sucking
wow.
the burning part into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burning the sucking part.
Yeah. You know, now you guys have your thinking caps on.
Oh,
I'd like to do another marijuana know something.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this question is not necessarily marijuana related, but it might be. And it's also a difficult question, and I also do not know the answer to this one, so we're going to work it out together. What is the only word that rhymes with purple? And I'm going to just take it off the table right away. It's not nurple.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure it's not nurple.
Now, are these like new rap rules? Like we can sort of zhuzh some words into rhyming?
I think it comes out of a rhyming dictionary would say there's only this other word that rhymes with purple.
And it's not...
And erp is the... Erp and ol? I mean, how much of it has to rhyme? How close does it have to be? How close is it? How close?
And it could be, it could not just be the change of the letter either. It could be a couple of letters.
I got one. Interloper.
Purple?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a, and a swing and a miss right there.
That's what I'm saying, is a word like, a word that's like, you know, several syllables.
But it's got a purple in there.
That's got a erp in it. Perpetrator.
Purple?
Terpene.
Purple trait.
Turple.
Turple. You know turple?
Turpentine.
Well.
Turpentine.
Only.
I'm acting like I have an idea and I don't.
Oh, I got it.
I have no clue.
I got it. I think I have the answer. So you give up?
Yeah, burple. I have no idea.
You give up?
Burple.
I'd go with burple.
You're going burple?
Yeah, somebody had to have stumbled onto that word at some point.
Yeah, burple or turple. But turple would be spelled like T-E-R-P-L, maybe.
But it would still work.
It would still rhyme.
Why don't I go burple, you go turple, and either of us wins, we'll split whatever the prize is.
You mean like Indiana Jones and the Turple of Jones?
Boom. You just won.
I think it's... I think it's usurp.
Usurp and purple? No.
They both got the erp.
It's erple that rhymes.
I think it's...
Yeah. It's the full... It's,
you gotta
it's
do got the full a, erple?
It's got an erple, yeah.
It's miracle. Like
Merple?
Like miracle, but you just gotta say it wrong.
That's the camera.
Merple.
Well, Merple?
And there was Merple. A guy named Fred Merkel that blew the World Series. He blew a catch in the World Series. He was the first Bill Buckner. This nation crucified Fred Merkel, treated him horribly. Dan Byrne wrote a song about Fred Merkel. It's glorious, but Merkel is
Slurple.
A...
Slurple. It's Slurple.
Slurple. It's Slurple.
That sounds right.
Slurple. Here we go.
Is it Slurple?
No, we're going
to... No, what is that?
We're going to find out right now.
What?
Purple.
Purple? And it means to limo awkwardly?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Why don't...
limo awkwardly?
What is this shit?
What kind of shit is that?
I guarantee you, you've limoed awkwardly.
You know, standing out the sunroof. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Driving down the street. Yeah, just, you know.
Only last month.
Pointing at people. Blah, 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 blah. To limo awkwardly.
What a herpes. What? Oh, to limp awkwardly.
Limp.
Oh, limp. That's supposed to be a P. It didn't have the thing there.
It's a herple. This just seems like an insulting word then.
Herple.
Oh, look at that herple. Well, at least you didn't say that. Limping awkwardly.
A herpler.
Herple.
A herpler.
Herple.
The herpler?
No. Herple is the
rhymes
verb.
With herpling.
Herple is the verb, but herpler is one who herples.
Is there a way to hear it in a sentence?
Is there a way to get him to do another dab?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did I do one?
There's nope.
Okay, I'll do one. Gimme.
Get in on that dab.
Oh. I love the silence on my podcast. Thank you.
Doesn't look a good toot. To...
Stupid.
If you're ever in a theater and you see the trailer for Cats, There's like a big white, there's a big white cat acting all sexy and walking through a door. It's the perfect place for that noise. It will kill, I promise you. I saw a guy do it in Austin, Texas. Dug out to John Erler. Whoa, that one really, like, I'm not loving it in the throat.
There might have been some residuals from the last few that we've done.
Oh,
residuals.
Really? Interesting.
That'll happen when you do that many in a row.
I mean,
like
I'm
this.
Still, it's a risk worth taking to have a rough, you know, rough hit because it's still, I'm still going to be very high from it.
Yeah, the results will be the same.
Mm-hmm. Be like, oh man, my throat.
What's happened to my throat? Someone please get Doug a lozenge.
Oh shit, I got to do your plugs, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We appreciate you coming all the way over here, getting high with us. Yeah, clap it up. Don DiMaggio, Disenchantment on Netflix, already mentioned it.
Yep.
Gears of War 5.
Yeah, big deal.
Xbox Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah. It's the, you know, the big game where I play Marcus Fenix. It's real fun, and it's a big game, big deal.
What does he say? What does he sound like?
He sounds like, you know... Dom, Baird, you two take left. Doug, you come with me. Nice.
Right. You got the headphones like on when you're playing, and it's like you're whispering. You're right in one of the ears, right? Telling them to do something.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great game and great people, great studio. And, it's been really cool. I've been in it since the first one, so it's great. Now
oh, shit, I almost lost track of time.
God damn it.
Eric Edelstein. a movie called 3 Days with Dad opens where select theaters September 13th.
Yeah, if you select. Yeah.
Look for it, you guys.
Yep.
Season premiere of Room on HBO, Room 104, I should say. They didn't turn Room into a series.
I'm in favor. She's
still in that shed with that kid?
Dude.
Just a new shed. They just went into a new one.
How did they last 3 seasons with that story?
There's another shed.
And the movie... There's a movie called Family, which I have seen and enjoyed.
I saw it, too. It was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah. He saw it on a plane. Me and it made my day.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. People are watching it on planes. You're already emotional. It's true. You're stuck.
Yeah.
I swear, it's a great movie. Sweet movie.
Our next show is going to be, we got an archive one that you'll enjoy very much. Selected specifically for you guys. That's going to be September 3rd at 12:15. We'll be live again on September 10th, 12:15 p.m. Thanks again to Taylor, to Alicia, to Eric Edelstein, John DiMaggio, and all of the characters in John DiMaggio. Bye-bye.